Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome on into a special edition of Sports Talk, folks. Me and Mike D'Atelier, Steve Geller, on the road here in Houma, for Houma the Chicken, Rouse's Market, hanging out here just a couple days before Thanksgiving. You can do some shopping, hang out with me and Mike, talk some LSU, Saints. Had some moves today for the Black and Gold, announcing a few roster moves, the most grabbing one that got your attention. They have moved on from kicker Blake Groupe and have signed Cade York, former LSU Tiger, to the practice squad. So I'm assuming, Mike, by that York as well as Charlie Smith will compete this week leading up to Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's Cade York. He's got experience in NFL games. Now, he's bounced around. He's lived the nomad life of a kicker. Cleveland, Cincinnati, Washington. So he's bounced around, but put it to you this way, in the last 25 years, I never saw a kicker with more physical gifts at LSU than Cade York. Man, he could hit a football. Now, sometimes it wasn't straight, but that's been a problem in the NFL, his lack of consistency.
Well, Rutrow, we just got rid of a guy like that.
Well, we'll find out. And you never know when you hit that groove. So I guess they're going to give Cade that opportunity. So let's go to our talking text line from Tiger Bait. You hear him in Baton Rouge, also with us quite often, Buddy Songy. Buddy, I know you ain't had nothing to do for the last week and a half. That's why I give you a call to get you on here on Sports Talk. How you doing, bud?
Good to talk with you, Mike. Good to talk with Steve. Charlie back at the studio. Yeah, Cade York, he's a saint. He also married his girlfriend, a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And let me tell you something, folks. You go to Cleveland, you go to Washington, you go to Cincinnati, and you come back to Louisiana and kick for the New Orleans Saints, marry that beautiful cheerleader. Life is good. Hit the 57-yarder in the fog against Florida. Mike, I hope he sticks. And Steve, happy to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon.
Buddy, the funniest thing about that kick, and I talked to Coach O about it, and he said, Mike, I heard him, the ball hit, the foot hit the ball.
Yeah.
I never saw it, and what I saw was the referee threw his hands up. But I never saw the ball once he kicked it, because he said it was so foggy. We sort of lost it in there. Like he said, from where you were watching it on TV, it was a much better view. Because he said, I got to see that view after the game. He said it was a much better view than I had. I had no view. He said, we were just watching the referees, and when they threw their arms up, I was like, man, I'll be damned. Cade hit that, and nobody really saw it. So hopefully we'll get some of those moments with Cade York in the black and gold. Buddy, I know you've done this a long time like me. You never say never, and you never certain about anything. And now we're dealing with a cat that's even worse than anybody we've dealt with on giving an answer in Lane Kiffin, because he's one of one. He's kind of the Bill Parcells of college football. You don't know what movie he's going to make next. From everything you're hearing, Tell us where you think this ends up, and will it be Lane Kiffin in that announcement Saturday coming to LSU?
Well, I will say this right out of the gate. I worked this story morning, noon, and night for about 10 days, and then after Kiffin went in there, after his meeting with Keith Carter, the Ole Miss AD, and said, look, I want to coach the Egg Bowl, I kind of handed it off to Mike Scarborough and his team, and they continue to work it each and every day. We feel like there hasn't been a lot of new information, but I will tell you what everyone is talking around over here. Obviously, the Egg Bowl Friday morning over at Mississippi State. If Ole Miss wins that game, they'll be 11-1 and certainly a shoe-in for the college football playoffs. And Lane will get peppered in that press conference afterwards. Is this your final game? Yada, yada, yada. It already started yesterday with the press conference leading up to the game. At some point, they've got to make a decision. And, Mike, this is the interesting thing. I think Lane Kiffin has always coveted this LSU job, but we're hearing that the money that LSU is throwing at him is obscene and unprecedented, $15 to $16 million a year, and another $30 plus to $35 million plus for the portal, NIL, and building your roster each and every year. How's he going to step away? I just heard my buddy, Bingo Bango Bongo, Tim Brando, known Timmy for many, many years, and he said it. You know, he could pull the wool over everybody and stay with Ole Miss, but I don't know if the Ole Miss people feel confident about that. The Florida group certainly feels like there are some overtures and history on their side, and then LSU. I would say around here, it's about a 60% go, but I don't know whether to trust Lane Kiffin and his agent, Jimmy Sexton. This thing is going on. And, Mike, as everybody out there knows listening, you've got a sense of urgency. 8 days from today, the recruiting cycle starts. You've got a three-day window, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The portal is a month later, January 2nd through 16. And then to throw in another crazy tidbit, Mike, if Ole Miss beats Mississippi State and Kiffin goes to LSU and announces that, how is the CFP going to look at that with an 11-1 Ole Miss team, not knowing what they're going to look like with a new coach moving into the playoffs? And so this is about as crazy as it gets. And, you know, Sports Illustrated had a cover years ago, crazy days at LSU. You can bring back that old magazine again, Mike and Steve.
We'll just put Kiffin's face on it instead of Dale Brown, okay?
Yeah.
We'll kind of switch it around a little bit. Here's my take on it, buddy. I really think if we're looking at it from a conventional point of view, if he wanted to stay, why wouldn't he have said it by now? And not kind of leave your team out there in purgatory. And, you know, he's dragged this on, and then we heard maybe a Friday announcement. Now we're hearing possibly a Saturday announcement. This would seem to indicate that he is looking to move on, that it's either going to be LSU or Florida, and I'm not going to take Florida out of the running with that because they got a lot to offer also. But we're not dealing with a conventional guy here that, you know, he's going to dance to the beat of his own drum, and that this could turn out to be totally opposite from what anybody is thinking. And that would be for most people at Ole Miss that give money. Their deal is, at this stage, I'm fed up with it.
Yep.
I'm really fed up with it. The young reporters can report what they want to report, but I'm fed up with it. Either he wants to be here or he doesn't. That's some indication that he's looking to move on.
Hey, listen, I agree. I mean, I give crazy analogies, but you don't give somebody an engagement ring and then she says, well, I don't know, I'm going to tell you in a couple of days. And then she says, wait, I want to go out with somebody from Florida and Louisiana before we get married. I mean, this crazy, it has been cray-cray from the get-go. Sexton and Lane are holding up everybody. John Sumrall at Tulane, he's waiting to see. Florida's got to hire a coach. Ole Miss has got to hire a coach if Kiffin leaves. LSU, have they done their due diligence and having a backup plan if Kiffin leaves them on the altar? Hopefully we have some finality. If LSU is not introducing the coach as the new coach next Monday, then I see problems in the capital city, because you've got to make sure you secure this recruiting class. Look at everybody up in the air. And so I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this, Mike and Steve, when you talk about a fired coach, a fired offensive coordinator, a fired AD, and now here it is, a coach and his agent holding LSU with more leverage than they could ever imagine. Tigers are not in a good spot if Lane Kiffin leaves them off the altar.
Buddy, in something that has just broke maybe about a half an hour ago, but North Texas head coach Eric Morris is expected to become the new head coach at Oklahoma State. Now, here's the kicker with that. He's also expected to coach out the rest of North Texas's remaining games, and that would include a potential American Conference title game and maybe in the CFP. Now, again, right, that's North Texas. That's not Ole Miss. And Eric has never been a guy that has constantly flirted with other teams. The thing with Lane is, when does it become enough's enough? That's my thing with it. When is it enough enough? And I talked to an Ole Miss individual today that told me, hey, if he goes, he goes. Stays, he stays. Doesn't matter. I'm not giving any more money. He sort of has shut this down that, hey, listen, I'm not giving any more money to Ole Miss. Either way, if he comes to LSU and they hire a new coach, or he stays, I'm not giving any more money to LSU until I can see what they do with that head coaching position. And I'm sure the interim coach would be Joe Judge, who's a former Giants head coach. Here's the crazy part about that. You know where he graduated from? Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You talk about a twist and turn.
How are these Ole Miss players going to react tomorrow, Friday? My days are crazy because of these holidays. But on Friday, how is that team going to react? You know they want to get to 11-1. You know they want to make the CFP. But they've got to be wanting to talk to this guy. And, in fact, I think on Twitter there was some back and forth with the running back in Lane. And so, I mean, him and Jimmy might be enjoying it, but nobody else is. But in your question, right now, I would say LSU people are thinking 60, 70, 80% that he's coming. I will say this. You ever really be able to predict the next play that Lane's going to call on the offensive play sheet? I equate it like that. He doesn't want anybody knowing what he's doing. He's not going to telegraph it. But I'll just be honest, Mike. I think you and I echo the same sentiments. Everybody is ready for this soap opera to end.
My final question for you. This looked to be Brian Kelly's best recruiting class in the state of Louisiana that he's ever had, to be honest with you. I think he did a really good job of securing most of the top talent in the state of Louisiana. Him not being there anymore, we've only had one decommitment. That was a young man from the Florida area. Can they keep this class together? And what will it take to keep this really good recruiting class together? Because signing date is really Wednesday. That's when basically 95% of the signings go on.
Normally, I would give you a different answer. But what LSU did this year, Mike, is they got these kids hooked up with NIL deals. Richard Anderson from Carr, Lamar Brown, all these guys, the receivers, they've got about 11 or 12 that are solid, and they want to add. They may even have a few more. But, look, we can't answer that question until we know who the next coach is. I will say this. They did a great job of getting those guys on the same page, getting them some NIL deals. And as we know at the line of scrimmage, you can't afford to be losing the big 6'3" 340-pound D lineman. Lamar Brown's a kid that can play both ways. They've got an excellent class coming in. But I don't know if we can predict that. They're hoping that they can hold on to it. That's why, to me, this decision's got to come down. You've got to have a coach introduced at LSU next Monday, or it really could get crazy.
Buddy Sonji, TigerBait.com analyst. Thankful for your time. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, bud. All righty, buddy.
That LSU update brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU search for the next head coach, keep it locked right here on WWL, folks. We're going to take a break. Be back with more from the Rouse's Market and Home on Martin Luther King Boulevard, folks. Be right back after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Welcome back into a special edition of Sports Talk. Hang out at the Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard as we get ready for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Now time, though, for Tulane Tuesday, brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Head coach of the Green Wave now, John Sumrall, here with us on WWL. Coach, how you been doing, man?
I'm good. Appreciate you guys having me on. Hope all is well.
Coach, I had to do my shopping, so we're doing this, the interview while I'm in Rouse's. So, they got to cut me a little bit of slack with all that. Coach, congratulations. No doubt. This was the most complete game your football team has played all year. And I give you a lot of credit, you and your coaching staff, to get them ultra-focused on here, because on the road in Philly, playing against Temple's got some players on that team. People don't realize they got some players. And I thought really from jump start, you guys sort of dominated the pace of the game and really did a good job of once you got them down. Now, you'd like to get touchdowns instead of field goals. I get that part. But, man, once you had them down, you didn't let them up.
Yeah, I thought we played complimentary football in all three phases. I thought defensively we got them off schedule at times, and they're a team that wanted to stay on schedule and not get behind the chains, and we were able to force them into some longer third downs, and that helped us. And then offensively, we moved the ball. We stalled out a couple times. Obviously, had to kick field goals, but Durkin was clutch, man, 5 for 5 with a 50-yarder and a 52-yarder. And really offensively, I felt like at times the only thing that stopped us is ourselves a little bit. We just didn't quite execute a couple things, throw and catch a couple times, and maybe target one or two things in the run game. But really a dominant performance. The only time I felt like momentum shifted away from us significantly was in the third quarter. They pulled within 26-13, and we took a kickoff return all the way to the other side of the field, plus side of the field, gave our offense a short field win, scored a touchdown, and that really sort of put the game out of reach. We went for two, got up 34-13. At that point, 21-point game, our guys were able to create that separation and stall out maybe the momentum that Temple created for that spot of the third quarter.
Coach, we've talked about him a few times, but boy, you got your running back. And, man, you could tell Temple, to adjust to his speed and his ability to cut the corner, and when he gets in the open field, man, good luck trying to catch him out once he gets a step.
Yeah, Jamari's really growing right before our eyes, man. You know, like I've said multiple times, he's a young football player. He played 2 years of high school football, and this is his second year in college. He redshirted last year. His maturation process is happening now. You're kind of seeing his development really come on quickly now. The last 2 weeks, he's played at a high level. He's got great physical giftedness. He's always been a big, athletic, fast guy. But really now he's playing the game in a manner that I think is special, and it's fun to watch him start to kind of unlock what that potential looks like.
Coach, I know one of the things we had talked even before the season started, I know you really liked what you had up front along the defensive line. You had some new pieces along the offensive line. But their physicality in this game really showed up against a physical team, which is what Temple is. I came away watching that game really impressed with the physicality and to be able to move people up front. You know, they always talk about give me trick plays and all that. Man, trick what? Man, I'm going to run the ball when I want to and when I have to. And I thought you were able to do that in this game against Temple.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they have been really good at ball control, not turn it over, and then really winning on the ground in the run game on both sides. And I think we ran for 175, if I'm not mistaken. They ran for 20 yards. Right? And so when you do that, you know, you can throw the score, but you got to run to win. And I thought we ran the football effectively. I thought we stopped the run really well. It was fun to see our guys put a complete performance together in the run game on both sides.
Your linebacking core, man, with Sam Howard. Now, I've told you this before. I'm a big fan of Sam. They got guys bigger, stronger, faster, but his instincts, his leadership skills, his ability to quickly process what's going down in front of him, I think is so, so impressive. And then also, too, Chris Rogers.
Yeah, Sam, it's great having him back. He's an emotional leader of our team and defense. When his presence is there, you just feel it. And so it's awesome having him back. And then Chris has made some significant strides this year. You know, he's always been a good player, you know, but you're seeing him really elevate and grow and expand his role and step up. He stepped up as a leader in Sam's absence. It's funny he brought up Sam. My brother called me today. My brother lives in Atlanta, and he called me. And he's like, hey, I know sometimes on third down and long, you'll take Sam off the field. He's like, I'm not a coach, but I think you should leave Sam Howard on the field all the time. I'm like, thanks, bud. I'll get to work on that. So he had lots of ideas for me. But, you know, Sam's playing really good. It's fun to see him back with us.
Early on, the big play to Chaz Preston. And I've told you this before. I saw him play so much at St. James High School. And the one guy I would compare him to when he was in high school was Jarvis Landry. When Jarvis was at Lutcher, and it was none of this 50-50 stuff. When they threw it up in the air at St. James, it was like 90-10. Preston was going to catch it. He was going to do what he had to do to out-physic you, also maybe get up in the air, make a play with arms and hands around him. But to come up with that big play early gave your team, you know, confidence and, hey, we got it rolling here, especially when you do that on the road. I think that is really important to jump on a team early when you're playing away from home.
Yeah, Chaz has been a big part of a fast start now twice in 3 weeks. You know, the first play from scrimmage on offense at Memphis, he caught the post. That was a big one. And then this past week, play two from scrimmage caught the post for a touchdown as well. And then Chaz is really taken some huge strides forward. When he got here, I've voiced this several times to y'all. You know, he had to kind of refine himself a little bit. He had maybe lost his confidence or his edge about what type of player he was. And he is he's rejuvenated. He's playing at a high level. He's an athletic guy, a physical guy. He's got great play strength. He's got strong hands and catches the ball well. You know, he's a guy that when those DBs have to go tackle him, they don't realize until they get up on him. You know, he's almost like, I'm not saying he's Debo Samuel, but he's a bigger dude that is not an easy tackle for a lot of those DBs. And so, man, he's playing good football. It's awesome to see the steps he's taken. It's fun to see his success.
How do you kind of refocus your team now? They knew how big this game was on the road against Temple. And everybody looks at that record for Charlotte. And again, you can get beat anytime you get on the field. But what has been something you've really stressed this week in playing a team that has really not played well this year at all?
Yeah, well, You know, we played UTSA and we got the dog beat out of us, right? UTSA was up 7-0 at halftime on these guys. Right? North Texas, who's, you know, probably got a really good shot at being our conference championship game for our league, it was tied with them at halftime. Right? So, you know, when you play this game, they don't at the coin toss get out pieces of paper and read your resume or your record and go, all right, we're just going to name this team the winner because they got a better record. You got to earn it. You got to play with an edge. You got to play with demeanor and a little chip on your shoulder. You got to freaking bring it. And so if our guys don't come out with the mindset of like, let's play to our standard, let's play with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder and a passion and enthusiasm that can't be matched. If that's not how we walk into any game, then we're going to get our butt kicked. And so we got to be ready to show up and play the game the right way.
Gotcha. Someone asked me to ask this question to you, and I think it's a good one. Your expertise is on the defensive side, the football. How much are you involved when they get up the game plan offensively to take a look at that? You know the defensive side of the football extremely well, and not everybody knows everything across the board. How much involvement do you have when you get that game plan in offensively to take a long look at it and say, you know, maybe we can tweak it a little bit this way or that way? Are you involved with that or basically, hey, y'all come up with the game plan offensively, I'll work on the defensive side?
No, you know what? I allow my defensive staff to put the game plan together, the offensive staff to put the game plan together, and my special teams coordinator to put the game plan together. I'm involved with all of it. You know, I don't call any of the plays, offense, defense, or kicking game, but there's not calls going to the game where I'm like, I got no idea what's going on right here. Like, I know I got my fingers on all of it. And so I pop in with all three sides. And there's not a special teams meeting that happens in our building that I'm not a part of. And then on offense and defense, you know, I let the staff work, but then I walk in and I give them some thoughts and some ideas and some things that I think could be helpful, maybe based upon the structure of the opponent's offense or defense and what our strengths and weaknesses are, and maybe some things that we're not doing well or we do well. And so, you know, as the head coach, I think I'm there to help everybody maybe fine-tune things and look at all of the details that can make us better. And then in-game on the headset, I kind of help the offensive staff with what I see the defense trying to do to us. And so I can tell them usually what the pressure is going to look like before it comes, because I can tell by the demeanor of maybe a blitzing linebacker or safety what they're going to bring. And so it's a collaboration. I got great coaches, man. Our staff is amazing. I don't micromanage them, but I definitely get involved in every part of it so that we can be as efficient, as effective as a staff as possible.
Coach, you got National Signing Day the 3rd. That is next Wednesday. So you getting a game plan together along with your coaches, but also sort of on the balance, you also sort of checking up on recruits here. What would you expect to sign from the high school ranks this coming Wednesday? Well, Wednesday.
Yeah, we just lost a commitment yesterday, a good one that is a big-time receiver, a four-star kid, so I'm kind of disappointed in that one. But we're recruiting a different maybe type of water than we have in the past at Tulane. I mean, we've lost a kid or two to SEC schools in the process this year late, but man, we feel good about the group we got. You never know until the ink's dry with a guy signing on signing day. But I like the group we have. I think we got a solid class put together, and we just need to close strong. We're still very much going to always lean on recruiting good high school players, developing them. And then we use the portal more as a supplemental mechanism than a team, like build your whole team mechanism. So the high school ranks for us is important, and next Wednesday will be a big day.
Joey's awesome stuff, hearing from you. We want to know now, too, the big question, Thursday, Thanksgiving, what is Coach Summerall going for seconds on?
Man, all of it. A little, like, second time I go back for all of it, just a little bit smaller portion. But
damn, Coach, you sound like me.
Hey, come on, dog. Got to eat, cuz. Got to eat.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank y'all. Roll weight.
All right.
That's Tulane Tuesday brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with the next day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We're at the Rouse's Market in Houma, Martin Luther King Boulevard, getting our groceries ready for Thanksgiving, folks. Stop by, say hey. We'll be right back with more right after this on WWL. We're back here at WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard. As you get ready for your big Thanksgiving spread, folks, Rouse's has you covered with fresh ingredients for gumbo, dressing, casseroles, and every traditional dish. Pick up sweet potatoes, Gulf oysters for your dressing, Merlotom for your family recipes, and an unbeatable selection of beer and wine to pair with all your meals. Rouse's truly is your local low-price leader. Stop by and say hey. Once again, we're here today, Rouse's Market at Houma and Martin Luther King Boulevard, getting ready for Thanksgiving. We're going to take that break, come back and close out the first hour of Sports Talk on WWL after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk, closing out the first hour here at the Rouse's Market, 2233 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. Next hour, folks, we're going to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, talking all things Saints and the NFL. Then I want to let you all know in the 7 o'clock hour, join the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, for his guest this week on the Saints Hour, Michael Parenton, VP of Player Personnel, talking about today's roster moves. Also, rookie linebacker Danny Stutzman. 8 p.m., you got a choice, folks. LSU Football Radio Show on WWL FM 105.3 and the Odyssey app, or it's Pelicans Weekly. Go inside Pels Basketball on the big 870 WWL AM. Coming back with more Sports Talk. First, though, top of the hour news break. Be back with more right after this on WWL, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.